What a great way to bring in the weekend. We are live in Studio 1A on KUTX. I'd like to say good morning to our studio audience. Thank you for being here today. Good morning to everyone listening in their cars, at home, online, etc. I'm Jody Denberg, and it is my pleasure to welcome to our studios Ian McLagan and the Bump Band. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jody. Good to see you.
Good to see you. And really good to see you, because you've been gone for what, a month and a half or so?
It was 6 weeks and 2 days. 42 days, 36 shows, one broken windshield, two broken windshields, a little bump, and lots and lots of fun.
Well, it's the Bump Band. There had to be a bump. And that was you and John yeah. Thomas.
Yeah, Scrappy and Conrad went their own separate ways for a couple of months.
But not tonight, because tonight there's a CD release party at the Lucky Lounge, 6 to 8, for an album called Live at the Lucky Lounge.
That's right.
And we're going to hear some songs from it on KUTX. Please welcome Ian McLagan and the Bump Band. And the Bump Band live on KUTX. Conrad Chacroon on the drums, everybody.
Yeah!
John Noder Thomas on the bass and backing vocals. And Conrad has a vocal mic back there. And Scrappy Judd on guitar and backing vocals. And Ian McLagan. So I was wondering how you put together your set list, since you have over 45 years worth of material to cover, and then you start with a Small Faces song that goes back about that far.
Contradictory, isn't it? Well, you know, it's a great song. And actually, the album, the live album, starts with that, and I thought it was apt.
Yeah.
Today's word would be apt.
So when you sat down to do this gig at the Lucky Lounge, which was just last April.
Yeah.
And you have 45 years worth of material to draw from. How did you figure out what you were going to play?
Well, actually, it was simplified because we recorded two shows and we have a new studio album, and we played most of the tracks from the new studio album, but we recorded them, but we couldn't use them on this album because the album hasn't come out, the studio album.
Right.
Complicated, don't it?
Makes sense to me.
So, but there will be a live DVD. because it was all filmed, four cameras, and so all the studio tracks will be on that, as well as all this riff-raff, you know.
Various configurations.
Absolutely. Three albums in 1 year. Call smart. Me lazy. No. I dare you.
I was going to call you smart, actually. How long have you been doing your residency at the Lucky Lounge, which is most Thursdays from 6 to 8? Today is a different deal because it's the CD release party and this is a Friday, but most Thursdays, how long have you been doing?
9 years.
9 years. Yeah. That's great.
Pretty amazing.
And it's really a gift because what's your line? There's no cover, but...
It's free to get in, but $20 to get out. Tonight, though, being a special day, it's $50 to get out. And for couples, that's $75. We do a little special deal.
It's
your granny, get in for nothing and get out for nothing.
It's well worth it. When you were out and about, as you said, for, 6 weeks, 2 days, 4 hours, 7 minutes, you had it down there.
11,400 miles.
What's that like when, I mean, we're lucky here in Austin. You've lived here since 1994. Fans of your groups like the Small Faces and the Faces and your solo records, we're a little spoiled. We get to see you. You go to these other places where they haven't maybe seen you in a long time.
Yeah, we spoiled them all right.
What's that like for you, though? Do you have people coming up to you just, you know, they want to ask you about some gig in 68?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, invariably you get someone coming up and saying, I saw you in 1969 in San Francisco. I said, no, you didn't. Well, invariably they get the dates wrong. But, you know, it's nice. You get people who were at a Faces show in 72 and they remember it clearly. And all I remember is the dressing room, invariably. Because the gig is the time when you don't want to remember anything except what you're playing. You know, the gig is the time to get lost. But I remember dressing rooms. I remember sometimes the door into the dressing room. And I remember hotels sometimes, amazingly.
You once said that Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones, didn't he like to sketch every hotel?
He still does. He draws his... Well, you see, here I have to explain. He gets into his room and it's, you know, it's all tidy. It's all... The bed's made. Door cupboards are all shut and everything. When he leaves his room, it's exactly the same. And he draws it like that. His suits, his... You know, he puts his shoes down here with the laces. He's very Mr. Neat and Tidy. Don't you dare touch his suit.
And a bit.
I did it once. I said, wait, don't touch that.
I can't believe he sketches every hotel room he goes into.
And it looks, I mean, it's like they're brand new hotels. It's not like with his stuff scattered around it. It's just as it is.
Well, you're fibbing a little bit about your memory because you wrote a book called All the Rage, and I was kind of amazed at all that you did remember from all those years. So people should check out that book called All the Rage. And
recommend, don't lend. Because that means sales.
And you could probably get a copy tonight at the Lucky Lounge when Ian McLagan and the Bump Band play from 6 to 8 this evening, celebrating the release of their new live CD. And we have another live song for you now on KUTX. What are you thinking?
So lucky, because I am. I got everything a fella needs, but I never get enough. I'm so lucky. So lucky, but nothing's enough. I'm looking for another subtle touch. Can you help me? Are you suffering too? Do you ever get enough? I'm so lucky. Get so angry, 'cause nothing's enough. I'm waiting, patiently saving it up. I'm looking for another subtle touch. Take me on a show trip, give me what I'm missing. Take rocking, but nothing's enough. I'm looking for another subtle touch.
And the Bump Band, Ian McLagan, live on KUTX. So lucky. That guitar player is really good.
I know. I'm keeping him on. Actually, we've only been playing together 19 years, so I'm just testing him.
Since you moved here, 94.
He's still on probation.
Way to go, Scrappy. That was great. But the Bump Band didn't start in 94. The roots of the Bump Band go back to Bonnie Raitt
days? Back to before the time of Christ. I haven't crossed myself in 50 years. And I remembered.
It would be BB before Bonnie.
There you go. Actually, just before Bonnie, yeah. It became Bonnie and the Bump Band in 79 or 80, something like that.
So you were playing with an incarnation of the Bump Band, and then when you joined Bonnie's band, she just kind of brought...
Well, she came to the studio where we were recording the second album, which was the first Bump Band album, actually. And she liked the studio and she liked the band. So we made her album, Green Light, and then she fired her band and we became the band.
She's a smart woman.
She is. She's lovely.
And she's a good friend to you, too.
She's a dear, dear pal.
You've worked
there
with...
There ain't no one better than Bonnie Raitt.
No.
On the planet.
Love her. Seriously.
Sweet.
You've worked with so many amazing people over the years, and your bands, of course, the Small Faces, the Faces, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we'll be in next. It may take another 50 years.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
We're patient. Has that changed your world any, being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I get people come up to me in the market and congratulate me, you know, which is nice. It means something, you know, it means something to me, but it's nice when complete strangers come up and introduce me to their children like I'm going to heal them or something, you know. touch my child, you're in the rock and roll. It's nice. In England, means absolutely nothing. They have no idea. It's not even mentioned.
But you got a comparable award in England, didn't you? A Brit Award?
Well, that was, the Ivor Novello Award.
It's more like a Grammy or not, really?
It's more like an Ivor Novello Award. It's Ivor Novello was a great songwriter, so it's in his name. It's for contributions to popular music in the UK.
And the Faces reformed for a short while there with Mick Hucknall of Simply Red and Glenn Matlock. Was that fun, that little stint?
Oh, yeah. It's fun or nothing. We're talking about doing it again. In fact, Rod's talking about doing it. He wants to do it. So hopefully that'll work. You know, we need to play the States.
And Austin,
absolutely. If Paul McCartney can come to Austin.
That's right. Well, bring it on.
Yeah.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, Jody.
For
Happy
everything.
Birthday to you.
Thank you. Tonight, Lucky Lounge. It's usually on Thursday nights. That's a school night. It's not a school night tonight. Everyone has no excuse to come on out and have a good time from 6 to 8.
Absolutely. It was my mistake. We were trying to get the 8th, which is a Thursday, and I took 7 off of 8 and made 2. So I booked the 2nd and then realized, it's a Friday. Oh, well, anyway.
It worked out.
Yeah.
Because we got to have you here.
That's right.
And we get to have another song, right?
God damn it.
All right. Ian McLagan and the Bump Band
what
on KETX.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Follow, right? And then we haven't. This is the first time we played since cutting the live album in April.
You better do it good.
Here we go. I will follow.
Ian McLagan and the Bump Band. Thank you, Conrad.
Thank you.
And John and Scrappy. Thank you, guys. And thank you, Mac. We'll see you tonight at the Lucky Lounge.
Absolutely.
Wow. Real rock and roll. What a concept. That was fantastic. Ian McLagan and the Bump Band. One more time.
I'm over here now.
I tell you what. We want to thank Cliff Hargrove, our engineer, for mixing the sound today. And Jorge and his team for filming this. And we're going to post some video and audio from this at KUTX.org. And just to entice you to visit, I'm going to sign off the air and these guys are going to play another song, which we'll post. So I'm going to throw it back to the studios on KUTX and y'all stick around for another tune and look for it all at KUTX.org. Mac and the Bump Band.
Thank you. Oh!